This is Fall Into Wellness, a limited series podcast sponsored and produced by Night Fairy Wellness. Host Sharon Elise speaks with influential speakers and partners of the Fall Into Wellness Retreat, offering insight and wisdom into the journey of each guest. Each episode will leave you feeling inspired and ready to join us on the journey to whole body wellness.
Welcome to another episode of the limited series podcast, Fall Into Wellness. On today's show, I'm speaking with my sister and soul, Asia Walker Rice, who is a natural skincare alchemist and owner of Asia Naturals, where she uses what nature provides to handcraft plant-based products for the better of your body, mind, and spirit. Asia, thank you so much for joining me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you for joining me and taking time out of your busy schedule and also agreeing to join me as a partner on the retreat. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, Sharon, it's no problem at all. I'm thankful to be here, and I'm just happy to share with everybody.
Awesome. So I gave a brief introduction about you and who you are, but tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started on your journey.
Well, you know, great extent. I'm the person I am today simply by something big. Well, it was huge in my life at the time that happened when I was only 17 years old. Around the early 2001 year frame, I began noticing that I had like rapidly growing and uncomfortable growth in both of my breasts. And, you know, just being a teenager and being naive, a little silly and just not paying attention to things, I really ignored it, which was a big mistake. It wasn't until a few months after that one of the growths went from like the size of a lima bean to that of pretty much a golf ball. And that's when I decided, okay, something's wrong. I've got to tell my parents, right? So fast forward to December of 2001, and just a few days before my 18th birthday, I was in surgery to have all of the masses removed. And if I'm not mistaken, it was a long time ago, if I'm not mistaken, there was like four or five in total between both of my breasts. Yeah, it was no joke. And, you know, like I said, the biggest one was the size of a golf ball. You know, you think of a little 17-year-old girl, I was small. When I graduated high school, I was like 92 pounds, you know. So, like, having a golf ball removed from you was like a big deal. But thankfully, they were all benign. And, you know, it was just a really scary time for me, and it was definitely a wake-up call. So, you know, in the midst of all of that, I was fortunate enough to be assigned to a fantastic surgeon, and she was graceful enough to explain to me about, like, the dangers, you know, like the hidden dangers all throughout, you know, our everyday lives, you know, with items like deodorant and lotion and soap. I was like taken aback, like how could those things have possibly been the culprit, you know, to those rapidly growing masses, my cysts, you know. And she just explained to me how it's all in the ingredients. And that was one of my truly, my first probably aha moments in the catalyst behind what I refer to as my natural state of mind. And, you know, I've always been like a hippie, you know, I've always been a kind of hippie girl.
But my natural, you're not alone.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're always just, you know, wanting to be outside in nature, you know, laying in the grass. That's always been me. So, you know, that wasn't something that this particular situation, you know, that it didn't make me that way. It just helped me to be like even more that way. The natural state of mind led me to being who I am today, which is basically like a holistic and homeschooling and natural birthing being who's just all around more conscious about, you know, what she does and who she is.
No, thank you so much for sharing that. It's like I did not know that, right? And I've known you for so many years and I never knew that background story because we met prior or after this happened, not prior, but prior. Yeah, right? No, after. We met after this happened because we met, like,
correct, right?
And you said this happened in high school. So, like, thank you for sharing that because that's something I didn't know about you, but you're so right in terms of, like, just having that understanding and that education about the products that we're using. And some products of yours that I love, I mean, oh, my God, I love that scrub, that brown sugar scrub that you make.
Oh, thank
wonders
you, yeah.
For my face. No, because I, like, you know, too, came into this natural path just because of, like, recognizing different things about my own body. I had my skin was such a huge problem for me all throughout my life. I think elementary school was the first time that
my acne started to become a real problem. And all my life, even, you know, into my adulthood, I was always trying these different products, going to dermatologists and going to different things, and trying different products that wasn't working for my skin. And then I'm like, oh, you know, let me try these natural products. And I got that brow scrub from you, from that face scrub, the brown sugar face scrub from you, and also that Heavenly Body Oil, which, oh my God, I still love it. It's in my purse right now. It's my everyday go-to. Me and Savannah love putting it on. And so I think that, you know, you just bringing up a great about just being mindful of, like, what we're putting in our bodies and what we're putting on our bodies. We're putting
exactly.
On. You talked about the deodorant and the lotion, like, all those things contribute to, like, how we're taking care of our body and our overall well-being.
Absolutely.
So
and you're so very welcome. Thank you. And, you know, thank you for sharing your story as well. And, I mean, that's so common. You know, especially, you know, with a lot of teenagers, you know, the whole acne, you know, topic, it was big with me. It was one of the first things that started happening to me before I even, you know, noticed or had cysts. You know, so that might have been, if I were paying more attention, that might have been like, hey, Aza, you know, something's out of balance here. But, you know, conditioned as we are, especially when we're younger, you know, we're not looking at like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't be eating dairy because when I do, this happens. Or, you know, we're not looking at cause and effect. We're just living and trying to be happy and being as carefree as possible. Or at least I was at that age, you know.
No, so, for sure.
It's just so important to really, I think, teach our children and to also try and take note for ourselves that, you know, everything has an effect. Everything, you know, there's a cause and effect for everything. You know, even something as simple as what you eat or, like you said, you know, the kind of product we put on our skin. So it's all relative and it's all really matters because we're doing that stuff on a daily basis. Can you imagine someone who's allergic to a particular ingredient, let's just say in a deodorant like I was, and you're using deodorant every single day? If you play a sport, mm-hmm. you're using it multiple times a day, you know, because you're showering and then, you know, after your sport and all that kind of thing. I mean, so this is something that you're bombarding your system with every single day. After a while, your system's going to fight back and you're going to be the one in the balance, hanging in the balance, trying to figure it out.
No, for sure. And it definitely is a lot of research that needs to be done about getting to know and getting in tune and what your body needs. For sure. Like I said, it took me a long time to get to that space of, like, recognizing what I needed to do for myself. But a lot of people don't have, you know, that conscious awareness of, like you said,
exactly.
That cause and effect of, like, hey, I ate this and now I have this pimple or I have this, you know, lump underneath my arm. How is this connected to what I'm putting on my body or what I'm putting in my body?
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about how you got started. Naturals, like, where did that process begin for you?
Well, after, you know, all of the surgery thing happened towards the end of high school, I graduated in 2002. So after graduating, I knew I had to start doing things differently. Like, it was obvious that if I wanted to live a healthier life, I needed to start changing things up. Unfortunately, after a few months of, you know, getting into college and just being there, it became really clear to me that financially that would not be like an easy task. You know, just all the financial burdens, for lack of a better word, of college just, you know, wasn't helping me. It wasn't helping me live more naturally. So I had to take another route. So For the most part, you know, my skincare products, skincare products and the shells back then were really expensive. I don't know if you can recall, I won't name brands, but they were really expensive and they were mostly like in health food stores at the time. So it wasn't, they were expensive and they weren't necessarily made for my kind of skin. You know, they were like sometimes be drying and things of that nature, which was totally counterproductive to what I needed at the time. So, you know, I did what I could to just make little things in my dorm room by myself. My mom would get me shea butter and I'd just be in there mixing things up, trying my best to take care of myself in that regard, being that everything else was too expensive for me to get my hands on or just, you know, wasn't working well for me. So that's when I really started honing my skills as like a mixtress, you know, just whipping up little things here and there. And I told myself that as soon as I was able to create something better, that I would.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Like, it's interesting because that's the same space that I got to for myself in terms of like a face wash that I had tried everything for my skin, and it was like, okay, I'm just going to make something for myself because I know my type of skin, right? And I know what I need to put into my body. And so I think, you know, you're bringing up a great point about, like, just being able to educate ourselves on what we need so then we can go to find those products and the brand that specializes for what we need for our skin and for our body.
Especially, you know, now in, like, the time of information, it's just, it's a lot more brands, you know, available to everyone. So there's something for everyone out there. I agree with everything you're saying.
Awesome. And the thing I love about you, Asia, is that you are an educator. So you don't just, you know, say, hey, try this product, or you think, you know, you really try to get to know your audience and what they need. And I appreciate that about you because it's not just about selling, which is definitely a benefit because you want to be able to make money and generate revenue for your business and for your brand, but you also want to be able to connect with your audience. And I think you do an excellent job of engaging your audience and providing that education, which, you know, a lot of people don't really do for themselves. They don't really do the research to gain that information. It's just like they want to be, you know, told what they need. This is the kind of skin I have. How can you help me? And I think that I know that that's something that you are passionate about, and you've helped me even with the homeschooling bit. Like, you're just an educator all around, from not just for skincare, but homeschooling, for natural birth. You're such a great resource, and that's why I was so excited to partner with you and have you on the show and for the retreat, because I love you and I admire the work that you are doing, and you've inspired me. And so just thank you for your work and for your service that you're giving to our people.
Aww.
I appreciate you.
Sharon, you're going to make me tear up.
No, I'm serious. Like, it's really, really important. And I love, you know, I love being able to connect with other women who are part of the same tribe. You know, it's so beneficial and so important that we connect with like-minded people so that we all can continue to grow and be our best selves together. And, yeah, so thank you for that.
Agreed. And the feeling is absolutely mutual. You know, and just going back to what you said about, you know, connecting with your tribe. And that's the reason why I you know, I don't do it purposely. I guess, like you said, it's who I am as far as, like, sharing the information. That's the reason why I do. It's because I don't want to just tell people, like, hey, it's my product. At the end of the day, I'm like, look, you know, it's probably not the best thing for business, but I'm just being an honest person. It's just like, look, whether it's Asian Naturals or whether it's some other brand, you know, just do what's best for your health. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have that, it's like, what do you have? You know?
Exactly.
So, and I know how it is, you know, I mean, I'm uber busy. And I mean, thankfully I was able to unlock this information about myself and about, you know, just what was needed, to live healthier years ago. I mean, you know, I'm still learning every day, but I was able to unlock the core of it years ago, you know, when I had a lot more time on my hands before I had children and the like. You know, so when people come to me and they're out of balance and they don't know the answers, I love being able to, you know, point them in the right direction, give them a resource, share my opinion with them, and then let them sort it out for themselves, because I understand how difficult it can be at this point in time to be like, okay, well, I'm just going to, like, read every article and get all these books. And, you know, I mean, it's a lot of legwork. So it's like, why, you know, if someone else has already done all of that, why not, you know, share it and make it easier on the next person?
Absolutely. You have to give in order to receive. And I love the giving spirit. It keeps the flow of life, and it keeps you in abundance. And so, yes, thank you for that. And I love how you said unlock. I unlocked the core, and I unlocked this part of myself, and that's what it really is this journey of healing. It's just unlocking these different layers of ourselves in order to get to that space of abundance and to get to that space of flow so that we're operating from that optimal space of well-being. So thank you for sharing that. And I'm wondering, in line with the whole unlocking, what would you say has been your greatest lesson or biggest obstacle to overcome?
You know, that is such a great question. Personally, it's been the pursuit of balance. I mean, I think everybody struggles with that, but just finding balance in everything, you know, a family work balance, even a lifestyle balance, you know, because I'm not perfect. You know, some days I look at, you know, certain foods that I used to like and like, oh, girl, you can just have a little bit. Ain't nothing going. You ain't got to worry about it. And, you know, and then I have to fight myself. Right. Like, no, Asia. You know, I'm like, no, Asia, you know better. So do better. So, you know, just everyday personal things like that, you know, balance has been a little bit of a struggle. But every day, you know, it gets a little bit easier. But business-wise, it's been really trying to reach and find my tribe. And that came up earlier in the conversation. And having a tribe is so important, whether you're in business or whether you're just, you know, an individual looking to be around like-minded people. Having a tribe is, like, uber important. And, you know, right now I have a wonderful, I mean, amazing circle of customers that some of them have been with me since the very beginning. And, you know, we're more like friends, and I love it like that. But, you know, also, you know, I've been making skincare products for over 10 years, which sounds crazy to say that, but it's true. You know, and I've been probably actively sharing them, like really trying to sell and get them out there for about the last 6 years or so. You know, so at this point, I would think that I would have found more people like me. And I know they're out there. You know, I created Asian Naturals for people like me, you know, for the folks who've learned to care about what they put on their skin just as much as they do about their diets. Because some people, you know, think that, oh, you know, I'm eating healthy, you know, I'm exercising twice a day. And then they go to the grocery store and buy the lotion for $2.19. And it's like, but wait a minute, you know. Have you ever considered why that lotion is $2.19 and you're so healthy, but you're putting this on your skin? And after you put this on your skin, where do you think it's going?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and folks, you know, sometimes if I say something simple like that, well, where do you think it's going? And then it's like, ding, you know, you can see the light bulb, you know, come on and the light, like, oh, you know, and I'm like, you know, it's going from your skin. It's taking a little journey, but it's ending up in your bloodstream. And your blood has to cycle through every organ in your body at some point. You know, so all of those harmful chemicals are becoming part of you.
I love what you said, and you brought up a very great point about financial wellness, right? In terms of like, okay, I'm cutting this cost now, but what about the long term? And sometimes we think that we're saving, but we don't think about the long term effects of what we're spending because we're just trying to save money when we're really costing ourselves a bigger debt, so to speak. By putting these unhealthy chemicals in our bodies. You know, my mom is always laughing at me because when I go to the grocery store, I'm looking on the back of, you know, everything. And if I can't pronounce it, I don't get it. That's my thing. Okay. If I cannot pronounce it, I'm not getting it because it can't go in my body. I don't want it. And also if it's like way too many ingredients, if it's like 20, 25 ingredients, it's like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. Like, it's too much. And I think that, you know, to live in an organic and natural lifestyle, it is costly. But again, it's, you know, a short-term investment for long-term gain. And I think that, you know, people need to think about that in terms of what you're saying about the price points of different things and how the quality of what you're making. This is like natural, homemade stuff. Like you are making this with your hands. It's not being processed by some machine or something, and you're putting your energy and your love. Oh my God, you have this rose salt bath thing. Oh my God, guys, go buy it. Go buy it. The energy in that bath soak, oh my God. I was like, oh, I need this every day. It was just so calming. And I think that, you know, yeah, like people need to understand that it's a quality and a nurturing that goes into the products that also is contributing to their price point. And it's really not that expensive when you look at it from that standpoint, and what's going on in the body. And so to that point, I also would love to know why you believe health and wellness is important.
Man, I mean, you know, so many reasons, but I mean, I think the biggest reason health and wellness is so important is because they are literally life, you know what I mean? Like without having your body, mind, and spirit in a healthy and well state, where would we be? When either those things are out of balance, we lack the ability to care for ourselves and the people we love. We're unable to see the beauty in life. Everything feels like it's out of control and just all over the place. And the reality of it all is that we're the ones that are really, you know, out of control or out of balance. Mm-hmm. So being able to stay healthy and to be well in all aspects is essential.
No, absolutely. I could not have agreed with you more. Yeah, so with everything that you said, especially about being out of balance and being out of whack and how it contributes to our day-to-day mind, a lot of the times I like to call it the monkey mind. That monkey mind comes in and it takes control, and you find yourself existing in your mind more than you're actually being present in your life and not really showing up fully, so that you can be able to engage not only with yourself and the people in your life, but to engage with the world in a different way, so that you can be able to give, so that you can be able to give in abundance. Because I feel we all have this gift and this gifting, whatever our service is. But a lot of times we lose sight of it because we're so busy in our mind, focused on whatever. We have all these distractions, cell phones, social media, all these different things. And it's like it keeps us from being fully present in our life and showing up. And so that's why I believe that, health and wellness is important, and the work that we're doing is so beneficial to our community, because we have, a generation of people that are asleep and they don't really know that there's this information, this access that they can tap into to unlock, their core and get in touch with their self. Their highest self.
Absolutely. No, I mean, that you summed it up beautifully. Like, you really have. And at the end of the day, the way I look at skincare in particular, in my head, skincare leads to, a better diet, and a better diet leads to, maybe, different sorts of exercises like yoga. It's just like things start to build and build and build. You start to go down like it's like a snowball effect of like health and wellness. You know what I mean? So the way I see that is like, once you start to unlock or do something different about one phase of your life, once you start to use a better product, and then it'll lead you to possibly eating better, and then possibly, doing, like I said, different exercises. All that stuff starts to build you up mentally. People don't think of it like that, but it absolutely does. And once you start, using cleaner products and eating cleaner, your mind starts to become clearer. You start thinking differently. You start seeing the world differently. Things that weren't apparent to you when you were asleep. You're starting to wake up in certain ways, and you just look at things and like, wow, like that's crazy. And it's always been that way. Nothing's changed except for you. So I think that, in the bigger picture of things, people, you don't see it at first because you're just like, oh, it's a skincare product. But no, it's not. Like, this could be the catalyst. This could be your breakthrough without you having to do that surgery like I had to do back then. You know what I mean? So it's just something, it's something for people to think about. It's definitely just worth a try, if nothing else. I think once people do try it, and I think they'll fall down that rabbit hole, but this is a good rabbit hole, and they'll come out on the other end like, whoa, I'm so much better for it,
No, absolutely. And I love what you said about that whole snowball effect. It's like that's one of the foundations of what Night Fairy Wellness sits upon, and it's that if healing occurs on one of the 5 points of the 5 points of wellness at any level, which 5 points is spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, and financial wellness. If healing occurs at any level, if you address, trauma or pain or areas of growth at any level, it will snowball into every other area of your life, and you will have this awakening. You will unleash this power within that you're able to really experience a new, and I don't want to say a new version of yourself, but it's an awakened version of yourself where you're showing up more fully and more present in your life. So I love and thank you for bringing that point up, that it is this snowball effect. You address your skin and what you're putting physically in your body, then you're going to start seeing mentally that you're not always in your mind, you're not overthinking things, your anxiety has subsided a little bit, and now you're like, okay, I want to spend more time in nature, and now I want to, why am I going about this fast food restaurant? I'm gonna actually go home and cook me a nice meal and,
Exactly.
actually save more
Exactly.
money that way. And so yeah, it does actually has this snowball effect when you address areas of growth at one level. It doesn't matter where your entry point is, it sort of trickles down to every other area of your life for sure, for sure.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Okay, so what is one resource, book, or tool that you've used to help you in your journey?
my greatest tool has to be my family, because they've just been a continual help to me, inspiring me. They're everything. So, for me, it's been my family. But since I can't share them with everyone,
right?
They're mine. So the tool that I can share, though, is it's a book. I like reference books, just because, there's not a necessary need to read them from cover to cover at first. You can just go in, get the little piece of information you need, apply it and move on. So a reference book that I love and I actually have sitting in my lap right now is the Peterson Field Guide to Medicinal Plants and Herbs. And I have the one that's for Eastern and Central North America. But, there's ones for all over the country. And they're absolutely fantastic to have. There's beautiful illustrations inside, depicting different herbs and plants that you see every day. And people call them weeds and all kinds of different things. But there's so much magic in these plants and herbs. And I think once people start learning about them, they'll definitely have a different respect for them. And they'll definitely keep an eye out, because when you walk around, we just have no idea how surrounded we are by this beauty. It's everywhere.
No, for sure. I'm just now gaining an understanding of herbs and plants and how magical they are. So thank you. I'm gonna have to get that. I'm not familiar with this book, but I'm sure not just myself but others will find it a helpful resource to just gain an understanding of how the earth has everything that we need already, and all we have to do is use it to heal ourselves and to put natural things into our bodies. I mean, I know for me, the scariest thing for me was when our daughter Savannah was, I think, one, we went to the pediatrician and they prescribed some vitamins. And I'm already like, I don't take this medicine. I just have this huge distrust for the medical system in this country.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I didn't give her these so-called vitamins, because 2 months later, I got a letter in the mail saying that it was a recall on them because it was bacteria or something. And I'm like, you see? And my mother was getting on me for not giving her the vitamins. And I'm like, you see why I didn't give her the vitamins?
There
I'm
you
like,
go.
And it was like this. It was so disconnected in this level of detachment from it, because, like, one, you just said the letter, and then two, it was like, if you experience anything, call this number. What? Like, this is crazy. And I'm
it's
just
so
like,
impersonal.
I
have
to deal with this at all. I
couldn't agree more. The whole time you're saying that, I'm sitting here shaking my head in both, like, disgust and in both, like, hooray, because you had the discernment, you knew better, And that's, I think that's also something that people learn after, taking their natural journey. You learn to listen to that voice inside of you. We call it, your higher self. Some people just call it, your ability to know better, whatever you call it. People start listening to that voice a little bit more, and you start saying like, no, like if this doesn't feel right, I'm not gonna do it. And at the end of the day, before cell phones, if you think back to our great 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 grandmothers, what did they use to know whether something was right or wrong? They couldn't Google it.
Exactly.
There wasn't all this scientific breakthrough of certain things. They had to use discernment. They had to trust themselves. And at the end of the day, if you can do that, especially with a clear mind, then more likely than not, you're going to be just fine and you're going to be doing the absolute best thing. And that is so essential, what you did, and just knowing like, no, I don't feel right about this, so I'm not going to do it. Look at that. It saved you so much headache, and it saved you a possible, medical problem, So
yes, for sure.
Kudos.
Yes. So what is a quote or a mission statement that you live by?
I think I've heard so many beautiful quotes, so many, but I think that the one that has stuck with me throughout every change in my life has been a quote that I heard back in 2001. It's been my favorite ever since, and I still think about it. It's every passing moment is a chance to turn it all around. I heard that in a movie. I heard that in a movie back in high school, and I was just like, "Whoa!" Like, it blew me away. Like when you watch movies and you
what movie? What movie?
It was Vanilla Sky. It's one of my favorites. It's like on my top 10 list. it's a little wacky, but if you watch it with a certain understanding, then it makes a lot more sense. Yeah. But you know how you watch, you know how you watch a TV and it might be like a TV commercial and like the wind blows through someone's hair as they like come to an understanding or something, like they're like, whoa, like they're like literally blown away, like their hair blows.
Yes. Oh wow.
Like if you could imagine that, like, you know, I'm a real visual person. So like in my mind, like when that, you know, when they said that on that movie, like my hair like literally blew, like, whoa, like that just blew my mind as like a younger person. Like every passing moment is a chance to turn it all around. Like, no, it really is. And again, you know, I see that in everyday life, you know, like I make a mistake today, it's not going to happen again tomorrow, because every passing moment is a chance to turn it all around. It gives you a chance to live without beating yourself up every second, you know, and I think we live in a culture like that. So something is, you know, a quote as simple as that, you know, people will hear that and be like, that ain't deep. Like, like, okay, maybe it's not, but you know what? It's something that you can apply every single day to just make your days easier and to, like, you know, make you a better you.
No, I love it. And, you know, a part of my practice that I've been implementing for myself as of recent has been daily affirmations. So I wake up in the morning, I go right into the bathroom, I look at myself in the mirror, I say, blessed risings, welcome to the day. You know, yesterday doesn't exist anymore. Today is a new day. And I kind of
love
that for myself. You go, because it's like we do hold on to these things from the day before, the week before, the year before, 10 years ago. And it's like, oh, my God, let it go. It's not happening in this present moment. It's not even in this current reality, and yet it's still affecting you in this moment. And it's like, no, let's turn this thing around. Let's make a different choice, even if it's something that, you know, you feel guiltful about or shame about or hurt about. You can heal it. You can move it through, because it's all just energy. And the more we hold on to it, the more we're creating more dis-ease and illness for ourselves and for our bodies. And so I love that every passing moment is a chance to turn it around. Yes, in this moment, you can turn it around. Whatever happened 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, an hour ago, 3 days ago, it does not exist in this moment, right? And so I love that quote. And I have not seen Vanilla Sky, so I'm going to have to add that to my list.
Watch it and then call me, because I'm telling you.
I am. It's one of those satirical, like, movies. I'm going to see if I like it. I'm going
to
watch it.
It's definitely, you know, got an esoteric feel to it. You know, like I said, watch it, you know, as a younger person, I had to watch it more than once, because, you know, at first it's like, this is a little wild. Like, you're taking on a roller coaster ride. But like I said, from a different understanding, you're just like, okay, all right, I see where you were going tonight, and I get it, and I receive that, you know, that kind of thing.
No, I totally get it. That's how I was with Inception. It took me, like, 2 or 3 times to watch Inception and really understand the layers of it. I was like, wait a minute, like, where's the dream happening? It was, like, so confusing, but it's one of my favorite movies to watch. I love going back to it, because I feel like spiritually it just has so many different layers to it that I just love. I'm a dreamer, and I love interpreting dreams. And
it's important. It's so important.
It's like one of those movies I would like. Sorry, what you say?
No, you said you're a dreamer and you love interpreting dreams. And I'm just like, I'm like smiling from ear to ear. Like, I'm so happy to hear that, because it's so important. I think that's another thing. I mean, I could talk to you all day about that, so I won't go there. But I think that's another thing. I think that's another thing that people like take for granted. Like, you know, you have this, you know, hopefully 8-hour period where you're resting and your body's recuperating from the day and everything that's happened, and your mind gets this chance to go into this, you know, other place, in this other space, and experience different things. And another thing is that, you know, people are hopefully resting for up to an 8-hour period. So during that time, your mind has a chance to go into different spaces and different realms and do these different things. And it's just so important to take note of that, because at the end of the day, that's kind of like your higher self sending messages back to you. Sometimes these messages are serious. Like, you might interact with an ancestor, someone that's passed that you loved, and perhaps they had a message, you know, which is, you know, very important to bring back and to write down and to, you know, think about in the present. However, sometimes, you know, sometimes it's low key. Maybe you might just be having a good time at your special place, at your favorite place, let's say the beach. And even then, you know, it's something to just take note of, because you never know how that's going to help you in the future. You know, the way I look at dreams, you know, is that it's something that's happening to you while you're sleeping, but it's your higher self going out and collecting information that may be of service to you right now or even in the near future. So they're not something to be ignored or something to look like, oh, well, everyone does that. So, you know, to be honest, you know, they say everyone does dream. However, if you look at studies, not a lot of people remember their dreams. So if you wake up, you know, so if you wake, and my husband's one of them, like he literally says, I don't dream. And I'm like, dude, I watch you in your sleep. Like you definitely dream, like noises, movements, the whole nine, like you're dreaming. You just don't remember it. So I try to work with him on ways to do that. But, you know, it's a gift to be able to wake up and say, wow, like that dream was like crazy. Like write it down because it might not, it might be crazy now and it might not make sense now. But in 6 months, you might be like, whoa, like for real? Like I was trying to set myself up and warn myself about that. And it's an amazing experience. I think it's something that people should definitely pay more attention to.
No, I love dream work. I got introduced to it in, I think, the 11th grade, my junior year in high school. And I just continued to, like, devolve into it and educate myself on it. And you're right. I love that you brought up the sleeping mechanism, like 8 hours of sleep. And also getting to bed early and not, like, being up and I'm talking. And you know, last night I was up till 5 o'clock in the morning working. But, you know, getting to bed early and getting a full night's rest and allowing, because there's something magical about that 3 to 5 o'clock hour that I feel like it happens. So whether you're up or resting during that time, it's some major download, and I feel that happens during that hour. A lot of people, I know a lot of notable people, Michelle Obama, Oprah, talk about waking up at that 4 o'clock hour and sort of tapping into that mystical hour that takes place. I'm working to get there. I'm not there yet. You know, I got a 3-month-old and a 3-year-old, so that 4 a.m. hour doesn't exist in my world currently.
Right.
I love that you talked about just being able to tap into your dreams and the importance of it. And one suggestion I can share with you to, you know, share with your husband is to just really tell him before he goes to bed to say, I want to remember my dream. I will remember my dream.
Yeah.
I am going to remember, like really just professing it. And eventually he'll start seeing, like, maybe not every night, but a few nights a week, oh, my God, I remember one of my dreams. And over a time, it'll just start happening, and you'll keep remembering. And it's like, it's a beautiful process. I love it. I love it. I love it.
And no, it truly is. And I mean, this has been something he was in the Army, so it's been something he's probably been dealing with since he got out.
For sure.
So it's been years, but you're right. Slowly but surely, you know, he makes little breakthroughs here and there, and he's just like, whoa, you know, they're little, but breakthroughs nonetheless. So I absolutely agree.
No, for sure. So is there anything else that you want to share that we haven't already discussed? Promote your business. Tell us how people can connect with you. All things Asian Natural.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. we have a couple of special things in store for the month of July. The first thing actually starts this week. We're having a special surprise guest taking over our Instagram page. So together we'll be discussing products and how to live your best natural life. We'll also be hosting a really generous giveaway of Asian Natural products. So that's definitely something that, you know, I don't think should be missed. Also, today, actually, we're debuting one of our best-selling soaps. I know it's like debuting, it's best-selling. Yeah, it's been around for a minute, but we're debuting it because it has a brand new design. So for the folks that have been around for a while and have used, the soap is called Mojito. So if you've used Mojito, it's the same fantastic and nourishing ingredients and formula, but we just changed up the way it looks. It's a little bit more sophisticated now, so I think it'll be a special treat for everyone. And then the last thing is that starting July 14th, Asian Naturals will be getting back into the vending side of business. It's been a while since we've vended, probably over 5 years or so since we've done any vending, so this is big
for
us.
Yeah,
it's been
sure.
a while. So we'll be all over various locations on the Jersey Shore with our very first event being a really amazingly curated fashion show at the Old Orchard Country Club in Eatontown, New Jersey. It's going to be like a really fun and beautiful day filled with unique fashions by Black designers. and a chance to shop and chat with other conscious vendors. So that's going to be a really good time. And I look forward to getting back in the swing of things and getting out and speaking to the people face to face. It's like that's where the magic happens. And there's still lots of time to get tickets. So if anyone's interested, please feel free to DM me on my Instagram page at Asia Naturals.
Awesome. And then how else can people connect with you? You want to give them the website, email, or any other things you want to give them?
Absolutely. No, I think the easiest way to find out more about myself and the products is at AsiaNaturals.com. So that would be AJANaturals.com. And the best way to reach me really is via Instagram. I keep my notifications on. I probably shouldn't. But I really enjoy getting DMs from people. You know, some people are shy about it, and I'm just like, look, you know, to me, I think a DM is easier than picking up the phone and calling someone. So, you know, feel free to slide in my DMs, whether you have a question, whether you just want to say hi. I'm here for the purpose of serving you and speaking to you. So, no, you know, don't feel shy to hit me up. Like, sliding in my DMs is probably the best way to contact me. And if they didn't want to do that, they can just go straight to my Instagram page, again, at Asia Naturals, and you can call me straight from the page or email me from the page as well. So it's like a one-stop shop right there.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, Asia. I appreciate you for taking the time out of your schedule to do this. I know you have the boys and you are going on a vacation, and so I just thank you so much for just doing this, for joining us at the retreat, and for agreeing to partner with me on this. When I called you, I don't know how many months ago that was. It was like still like in the idea phase. And so now, you know, seeing it manifest and come to reality, it feels super exciting and scary at the same time. But I thank you so much. I'm going to add your links to the bottom of this episode so that people can just click on the link from the podcast to connect with you. And I love you, and I look forward to just all that you're going to manifest. I believe in you and your vision so much, and I am going to check out this fashion show. It sounds like amazing, and that it's going to be some great people in the space, and so I'm definitely going to connect with you there.
Beautiful. No, and thank you so much, Mama. Like, seriously, just even considering me, you know, to be a part of the wellness retreat and, you know, just being on board with your vision, even the idea state, I was like, yes, Sharon, do that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you are.
You know, because it's just like once you just started speaking, like, it just started vibing so hard. I'm like, first of all, I would never say no to anything you asked me to do, but just hearing, like, you know, your concepts, and I'm just like, she is doing something amazing. Like, this is needed. Like, this is necessary. Like, for real. So thank you for considering me and having me be a part of this. Like, I wouldn't have any other way. I'm truly grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Asia, so much for joining us on the show today. Be sure to connect with her at Asia Naturals, AJANATURALS, on Instagram, and visit her website at AsiaNaturals.com.
Thank you for listening to the Fall Into Wellness Limited Series Podcast. For more information and to register for our retreat, visit us at nightfairywellness.com/fallintowellness.